DC Council approves budget that would make some gambling legal. The DC Council has approved its fiscal year 2026 budget, a move that includes provisions to legalize blackjack, poker, lottery games, charitable gaming, and sports betting. The decision came after an extended session on Monday that began over an hour behind schedule and ran for more than 6 hours. The session was marked by lengthy debates and several disruptions from the public gallery. However, it ultimately resulted in the passage of the budget without changes to the proposed gaming-related language. Included in Mayor Muriel Bowser's original budget submission was language that would expand legal gaming in the district to include card games such as blackjack and poker. These additions were designed to modernize the city's gaming framework and potentially boost local revenues. Notably, the council did not engage in discussion of a possible amendment to remove this language. Although rumors circulated that such a proposal might be introduced, it did not materialize during the final proceedings. One of the more unusual aspects of the budget discussion involved the Statute of Anne, a centuries-old law originating in 18th-century England. This law, which allows individuals who lose money in gambling to sue the winners for recovery of those funds, made its way through the legal systems of the UK and was eventually adopted into American law through colonial-era Maryland. The statute, despite its age, had not played a significant role in the district's gambling legislation until the council made significant changes to digital sports betting regulations last year. Those changes brought renewed attention to the applicability and interpretation of outdated legal codes such as the Statute of Anne. Gambling must still clear legality concerns. Despite the inclusion of expanded gambling language in the budget, questions remain about the legality of these new gaming forms under existing federal law. Last month, the Business and Economic Development Committee of the DC Council raised concerns about potential federal restrictions on certain forms of card games, including electronic variations of poker and bingo. The Office of Lottery and Gaming, the agency that would be responsible for overseeing these new gaming activities, highlighted that specific forms of card gaming remain prohibited under federal law, which may affect implementation. While the budget has cleared the council, the next step involves formal approval by Mayor Bowser. Her signature is expected in the near future, which would finalize the legal framework allowing for the introduction of blackjack, poker, and additional lottery and charitable gaming options. However, the timeline for actual implementation remains uncertain, as the city will likely need to address regulatory and legal questions before the expanded gaming offerings can be made available to the public. The outcome of these efforts will depend heavily on regulatory interpretation and federal compliance as officials move forward with the practical application of the newly authorized games.